all in thrilling new living sound.
Kill me with that cool. She kill me with that cool.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, hour number two, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And don't forget that ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. So happy now to welcome in on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, NFL Network, CBS NFL analyst, and as well as the Browns preseason television analyst, Solomon Wilcots is with us. Solomon, how you doing?
Guys, I'm doing great, and thanks for having me.
We love having you on, Solomon. This is a team that obviously you called a lot of games for last year. We'll be even more familiar with this year doing the preseason work there. What is your sense of the direction that this team is going now that we've had free agency, we've had the draft, and you're seeing the roster that Ray Farmer and head coach Mike Pettine have assembled?
Well, you can tell that defense is going to be the priority, a great emphasis, and of keeping the score down, going out and creating turnovers and taking the football away, putting the offense on a short field. And I think where you'll see improvements is their ability to run the football. Kyle Shanahan's offense, zone blocking scheme, they're going to get the runner to the next level, whether it's Ben Tate, whether it's Terrence West. You've got two really good running backs to the likes that we haven't seen in a while wearing a Browns uniform. So with that said, and an offensive line, which I think is emerging as one of the best in the league, if you can run the ball and play great defense, it makes the quarterback's job that much easier. And then with a little bit more ability at that position, the ball coming out quick, whether it's Hoyer or whether it's Johnny Football, I think you've got yourself a competitor now.
Solomon, articulate for us, because you played the position, you were a defensive back in the National Football League, and you, not only do you study it from that aspect, but you've also seen quite a bit of this type of defense that Mike Pettine runs in its origins. Tell us how that relationship works with the emphasis on defensive back play. This team definitely making a big investment in that via the draft, bringing Dante Whitner in via free agency, really trying to upgrade, and then what they invested, of course, in Joe Hayden and his new contract, all of that pointing to how important it is to this scheme. But break it down for us on how the DBs kind of really dictate and set the tone for the whole defense.
Well, Vic, I think it's a really good question, because I think you're seeing not just in Mike Pettine's defense. I think you saw it last year even with the Seattle Seahawks and their defense. You know, we always hear defenses are built from the front to the back. This is a defense that kind of built on the perimeter at the cornerback position, from the back moving forward. Obviously, you got to get pressure on the quarterback and in the face, but with a league that's throwing the ball increasingly more, with the rules changes, you've got to have guys who can lock up on the outside man-to-man coverage and take the ball away. And that's what you see in Mike Pettine's defense. Strong man-to-man corner on the perimeter with Joe Hayden as well as Justin Gilbert. But then you're going to have a lot of variations of movement with your nickel and dime, your slot corners, with the safeties, playing with the mind of the quarterback, trying to force the quarterback to have to make quick decisions, whether is it zone or man at the other positions or in the other areas of the field where you may be primarily man-to-man on the outside, but they could do a lot of different movements, zone, blitz schemes, bring the slot corner, and then rotate a safety down in the box, moving around a lot to try to confuse the quarterback as well as putting pressure on the quarterback as well, forcing them to make quick decisions while things are changing on the back end. That's how you create mistakes for the quarterback. That's how you turn him over, and that's how you put your offense on a short field. So this is a coach in Mike Pettine. He believes you can win on defense. We saw it last year in Seattle. I think you hired pretty much the right coach at the right time, and I love the way that he goes about putting a team together.
Yeah, it's an exciting roster. One of the big additions for that defense is Justin Gilbert. And when Mike Pettine spoke to Gilbert on draft night, said he told the staff that he was going to do backflips if they got to get him. We know Joe Haden is one of the best in the league, got rewarded with a great contract extension that will keep him with the Browns through 2019. But when you look at Gilbert, Solomon, what is it that you want to see out of a young corner to tell you that, yes, this guy is going to be as good as advertised?
A guy that competes. You know, I mean, hey, let's face it. He's a rookie, and he's going to get beat. That's where we're going to find out who Justin Gilbert really is. How do you respond at those moments? Do you blink? Does the confidence and swagger fade away, or does it maintain itself? Do you have a short memory, and can you forget and come back and still have the same brim and bravado like what we've seen Joe Haden? I've seen Joe Haden get beat, but I've never seen him back down. I've never seen him lose his swagger. I've never seen him look defeated as if he had no answers after getting beat. That's when you know you have all the right stuff in a corner. And Joe had to go through that his rookie year. He had to go through it early in his career. But he's not a real big guy, but you could tell he's got a lot of fight in him. And I think we want to see some of the same things. And Gilbert, who's a bigger guy, who's more rangy, than Joe Haden. Now let's see if he has the fight, the heart that Joe Haden plays with.
Solomon Wilcots from NFL Network, CBS Sports, and, of course, the Browns preseason broadcast on KYC. He'll be paired with Jimmy Donovan this summer, joining us on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. A lot of talk, obviously, about Johnny Manziel, but in particular, from what had taken place last weekend, Sally, the rush to judgment or the flood of opinions that, and I've heard a lot of these on your network, on NFL Network, and from different people, and you've probably weighed in as well. What I've heard, though, mostly, especially from kind of former players, kind of the older school, older time guys, is that, you know, there has to be more accountability, responsibility, understanding that you're the quarterback, and you can't end up in these Twitter pictures that show you having a great time in Vegas, even though literally maybe hundreds of other players from the NFL are there or in other hot spots around the country during the Memorial Day weekend, that it's different for him. He's got to grasp that. Do you sense that, A, he doesn't grasp that, number one, and number two, that it's possible that, you know, this is something that is bordering on some kind of out-of-control thing? Because I don't feel that at all, and he hasn't shown it on the field, and we're, Nathan and I, are about as close to this as can be, but you're, again, player perspective on this. What are you seeing?
Well, you guys all know that this is a league where it's a meritocracy. You got to earn everything you get, but skill and ability is what allows you to rise or fall. One of the two. If you got it, you're going to rise. If you don't have it, you're going to fall. Not the nepotism, not the cronyism, no isms. It's all about ability. But at the end of the day, you can't talk your way in. You can't photo shoot your way in. You can't, you know, for all the commercials, the marketing, you can't die. We've seen that with Brian Bowles, where we saw a lot of guys come through now who had that out in front of the performance. And the order of things, and it'll never change. This isn't just about Johnny. This is for anybody. The natural order of things is you perform and you produce. And then you get to hang out poolside as much as you want. If you don't perform and produce, those things are going to be questioned. So I think the real answer is that you probably would like to see him do things with a little more discretion and just use a little bit better judgment. I don't fault any young 20-year-old who just achieved their dream job. And when he gets a four-day weekend on a holiday to say, hey, guys, let's go have a good time. Because I think we've all done that coming out of college, if we were able to achieve our dream jobs early in our lives, to do that. I think he has been responsible. He would have never made it this far. You guys know that. Right. He wouldn't have made it this far if he didn't know when to turn it on, when to turn it off, and when to turn it up. So I think we got to trust that this kid knows what he's doing. But you and I both know if he doesn't perform well, these are the photos that will come back to haunt him, because there'll be a different narrative as a subtext to that photo. I think that's really the cautionary tale part of it, is that you got to make sure you perform before you start stepping out on that limb, because the limb could break.
It certainly can, and that's one of the things that his critics would say. I think he's handled it very, very well in terms of his response to all the attention that he got. And, Solomon, I'd ask you, because initially there was a lot of criticism about the Browns, people saying they're not letting Johnny be Johnny. They're trying to, you know, tell him he's a backup and not let him do the things that he, you know, would otherwise normally do. Yet at the same time, they knew he was going to Vegas. They allowed him to go to Vegas. They're not going to govern a grown man and in terms of how he wants to conduct himself if he's handling his business on the field. How do you think the Browns are handling it now that we've had a couple weeks to really digest the overall plan and knowing that he's already moved up from third string to second string?
See, everything I just said kind of speaks to what I think Mike Pettine has already outlined for him. You got to earn it. It's a meritocracy. It's about your skill, your ability on the field. And moreover, I think Mike Pettine knows you got to win those other guys in the locker room over.
Right.
We're not going to just hand it to you, but we believe in you, or we would not have taken you where we took you. We've already shown we believe in you, so we don't have to prove that to anybody outside the building. We believe in Johnny Manziel. In fact, we picked him before anyone else did. So I think they've already shown they believe in him. And then they've got to dangle the carrot so he can go get it. That brings out the best in players.
Yep.
I totally believe that. And then I love the way Mike Pettine said, hey, yeah, go hang out, go have fun. Just do it responsibly. That's great stuff. And I would love to play for a coach like that. And I'm sure Johnny appreciates it.
Well, I wanted to – you lead me right into my next question for you, Solly, and that is that. Mike Pettine, his influence, his impact. Yes, he's a first-time head coach, but it seems like we have a profile of what this guy is about or had that prior to this job, which I think is the best way. You could say he wasn't anybody's household name coming into the job, but we're seeing consistency with the messaging, what he's trying to bring about in the way of toughness, the moves this team has made, the types of players they've acquired. What's your sense of how you see Mike Pettine handling this in year one as a head coach?
You know, and I've watched Mike Pettine from afar. I remember he was in Baltimore. I remember when he was in New York with the Jets. And how he ran that defense. Remember, he had some of the best defenses in the league when he was there prior to moving on to Buffalo. This is a guy that knows how to deal with men. He knows how to handle them. He knows how to work with them. He knows how to get the best out of his players. And now he's handling the larger majority of the team. And that's where there's a learning curve, as there is for every head coach. You're not just working with one side of the ball. You're working with all three phases. You're working with not just maybe 20 guys on defense, but all 53 guys on the entire roster, offense, defense, and special teams. But his personality is one where he will inspire guys to go play hard. He's going to give you the room to do it with your personality, which I love about him. And more importantly, he's got the knack and the ability to get the best out of players. That's what you want out of coaches now. At the end of the day, will guys play hard for him? That's what you got to ask yourself. And ask yourself, for the coaches we've had in the past, were they able to inspire that? That's what you get with Mike Pettine. And I think that's just about the best compliment you could ever pay a guy if he's going into his first season as a head coach.
Yeah, and we're around it all the time, and the sense really is the players are fully bought in, committed. There is definitely a different feel in Berea. Solomon, is nationally there starting to be that kind of sense about this team and the direction it's going with Pettine and Farmer at the helm?
There is a wait-and-see approach, as you well know. There's been so
well
much
deserved
turnover, so many changes. However, this is a grand opportunity for Cleveland. I could see them maybe in a year or two being the focus of Hard Knocks. I would suspect that they're going to get those kind of requests, because there's a great curiosity. Everyone knows about the great fan base here that's ready to explode if you get a winner.
Yep.
And now with the arrival of Johnny Manziel, all eyes of the nation are on this football team. And people who have known Mike Pettine for a while have sat up and took notice, saying, you may have gotten here on a suspicious route in terms of how you end up getting to Mike Pettine, but there's a general consensus that you end up with a really good coach. You may have landed the right guy, even though you may you really did get the right one. And that's where there's a strong curiosity with this football team. The eyes of the nation are on the Cleveland Browns, and I don't know that we've been able to say that for a long time.
Good stuff. Excellent stuff. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, Solomon. We know we're going to have many more of these discussions going forward, buddy.
All right, guys. Always great to be on with you and look forward to having more conversations. Take care.
You got it. Thanks, Solomon.
He is Solomon Wilcutts, NFL Network and CBS Sports, and soon to be on the air this summer. It'll be around the corner. It'll be here soon enough in August, where he'll be pairing with Jimmy Donovan on the Browns preseason coverage that you'll see on WKYC Channel 3. Solomon Wilcutts joining the team here in Berea, and great insights from him. All right, we're going to have some sound, we hope, from Mike Pettine. That'll be coming up. And Jason Gibbs, our producer, I think promises that it'll happen this time around. I was a little, I wanted a little sooner, but we'll get it now for sure. Fact or fiction at the bottom of the hour. So much ahead for you, and we want to hear from you too. 216-578-0850. Weigh in with your calls. Maybe on what you just heard from Solomon Wilcutts. Lots of great wisdom from Solomon there. All right, all of that ahead. CBD, ESPN 850, WKNR.